Welcome to Worst Year Ever, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to the worst year ever. We'll get through it together or not. Everything is so dumb, 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 dumb.
Well, hello. Welcome back to the very new worst year ever. I'm Katie Stoll.
I'm Robert Evans.
I'm Cody Johnston.
And I offer to kick off today's recording because I told them that I have a joke.
Oh,
and
good.
Here's my joke.
I love jokes.
Wow, we're really starting the year off with a flashbang. Ah.
That's better than my opening, which was just me shouting, I told you so, I told you so, I fucking told you so.
Let's have like that also, because I think we need more than one option.
Mine was cackling like the Joker, so either one is better.
Can't believe how differently today started. Although, I let's just dive right in. The Capitol has been breached at the time of this recording.
Much resistance on the Capitol being breached. Much resistance.
Scaling the walls, most likely pissing in Nancy Pelosi's office.
Again, I watched every video I could of them breaching the Capitol walls and then breaching the Capitol, and I can honestly say I saw more force used on a mixed group of middle-aged moms and teenagers with skateboards trying to pull plywood off the front of a federal courthouse. Way more force. People's skulls were broken by rubber bullets when they tried to do that. But there are cops taking selfies with people who shattered the windows of the Capitol building to
crawl inside the building.
Mm-hmm. Just strolling around with them.
Who stole things from office? The podium, like the congressional podium, was stolen by the QAnon shaman. He walked out with it.
Saw that. Didn't realize that was the guy.
And they may or may not have opened the gate to let them in, they being the police. We were talking about this.
One of the gates near the Capitol was open and people were ushered in by police.
Yes.
We don't know exactly which one yet.
Which one
it
was.
It was a gate near the Capitol, yes.
Regardless, not a good look for a police officer. We have heard over and over again at the time of this recording that the National Guard is on their way. And then we saw that the Department of Defense halted that. Did not allow for the National Guard. Now they seem to actually be coming, but they haven't showed up yet at the time of this recording. It's been hours.
This wasn't a surprise coup.
No, I published an article yesterday where I pointed out people talk. I pointed out a young woman talking about how I'm going to read just a quote from this woman on the Donald.win that she wrote yesterday. That she wrote 2 or 3 days before this. I told my mom goodbye today. I said I had a good life and I have no kids, no husband. I told her I want it to be peaceful, but if our leaders do the wrong thing and we have to storm the Capitol, I'm going to do it. A young woman, maybe that young woman, was shot dead today by police officers in the Capitol as she attempted to breach into the Capitol chamber. Yeah. Like, all of this was not just obvious, but was directly and deliberately signposted. They wrote about what they were going to do for weeks and spelled out in detail what they planned to do. No action was taken to stop them.
Yeah, very very hard to get more literal than like the writing was on the walls.
Yeah, and at the time of this recording, not a lot of coverage of what's happening around the country, but stuff is happening not just in D.C. I've heard reports of the Georgia Capitol being breached. I don't know to what extent. There definitely were a bunch of militias out there. There's violence in a lot of major cities erupting right now in Los Angeles. It's bad. It's bad. It's a bad look, America.
What's happening in L.A.? I missed that.
Nothing like what's happening in D.C., but there's big caravans of MAGA people in around different parts of town and in downtown L.A. right before
Beverly Hills too.
All the people who've been talking about this, like in like political positions, who've been like leading up to this specific day, it's happening the way they wanted it.
Yeah,
but now maybe they're like, oh no, wait, stop.
Yes, but downtown L.A., there have been violence of people being removed in stretchers and bloodied and being beaten up. from a bunch of MAGA and Black Lives Matter people.
Salem, which is the capital of Oregon. Things seem to have been calmer in Olympia, the capital of Washington. I know somebody on the ground in Georgia who, again, you know, 100 or so people, some armed, but like nothing serious.
Yeah.
But it looks like things went a little bit hotter in Kentucky, too. This is just the start of whatever this is,
it's
right?
It's just like, even the start.
Even if all of this gets calmed down and broken up and President Trump leaves office and Biden takes office, there's now thousands of right-wing activists who are not going to be punished for this, who have tasted breaking into the Capitol and are going to try to do it again. And we've seen that the police are more or less fine with them doing that. Like, maybe they won't be in the future. Like, one of the most infuriating things to me was a couple hours ago, Matt Fuller, who's a reporter with the Huffington Post, was being evacuated with Congress because he was on the floor of Congress, you know, reporting on the certification of the Electoral College happening today. And as he was being evacuated with our entire Congress, he heard a police officer saying, "Bet they like us now."
Yep.
And, you know, that officer's insinuation was like, now they're going to appreciate cops now that there's like these hordes of extremists at the gates. Like, you fuckers let them in.
You didn't let them in.
One round of tear gas. None of them had masks. One round of tear gas would have broken this up.
We're going to be learning a lot in the coming days about exactly what's happened and how this happened. But it seems pretty clear that there's a lot of looking the other way that's been going on. There's a lot of people, I don't know, everybody, all the coverage I'm seeing and all the questions swirling is like, how did they actually even get in? Okay, so getting across the police line leading up to the Capitol, well, getting into the Capitol, into the building, we saw the glass breaking, all of it. It's just, this was allowed to happen, is my point.
It was encouraged to happen for months. And all the little worms in the Senate who were like, "Stand down, this is not who we are," are like, "No, you did it, it's yours, this is what you wanted." It's been allowed, it's been encouraged. Jim Acosta, an hour ago, tweeted, "A source close to the White House who is in touch with some of the rioters at the Capitol said it's the goal of those involved to stay inside the Capitol throughout the night." So, like, who's that source? Yeah. Close to the White House.
Yeah.
Talking to those rioters.
Oh, gosh. Where do you even begin? I mean, I guess we've begun. There's just so much.
We started
the day excited, hopeful, as hopeful as you can be.
I was planning on talking all about things. Like, Prop 22. Sorry.
Well, sure. But yeah, like all the other things. I was hoping to talk about the possibilities that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Like what we can expect of Dems, what we need to do over the next 2 years, because the other big piece of news is that it looks like Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff have both won their Senate races.
Announced Democrats.
But that was definitely overshadowed by this morning's. And this all also, this is happening at the backdrop of an attempt to certify the election results where a shocking number of Republicans were calling into question the validity of it.
I mean, yeah, that's
a wild day of news, guys.
That's I mean, because those things are super related. They've been calling for this and saying, "Well, it was stolen. We just want the people to be heard." Well, now they're being heard in the way that maybe you should have expected them to be heard. And it's been stalled. The thing that they were trying to stall has been stalled.
Exactly. It was a success.
Very effective.
I mean, it's just right before this happened, I was watching the coverage and seeing the senators speak and Ted Cruz making the case of, "I understand your concerns, but what about the concerns of the people that believe that this election was fraudulent? You little fuck. They believe it's fraudulent because
they're
of you."
Wrong. Little worm.
They're the concerns of the people who believe the moon is a hologram put up by the United States in order to make the Soviets look bad. What about their concerns?
And how about those of us that know the Earth to be flat?
Yeah, what about us?
What of them?
Those of us who know to a point of certainty that Lee Harvey Oswald was a decent patriot who did no crime while Bernard Montgomery Sanders stood in the window of that book depository and fired down at John Fitzgerald Kennedy? What about us?
What about us specifically?
Oh, boy.
What about the people who think JFK Jr. is alive?
Well, I mean, he is. But he's not a part of QAnon. He's actually working as a wellness instructor in Malibu. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
He works right alongside the guy who invented hot yoga.
Mm.
They've both committed a lot of sexual harassment. It's actually really bad.
Today's had so much whiplash. It's unbelievable.
But hey, congratulations to Ossoff and Warnock for stealing the election yesterday. They did it.
Barely, but they did it.
Shout out
to Georgia. Shout out to Stacey Abrams.
For helping
steal the election. I mean, we should... Multiple things could be true at once. This could be horrifying and heartbreaking, what's happening in the Capitol, and also something truly... truly remarkable was pulled off yesterday as well. Maybe not remarkable, considering
good.
All the facts.
Something good. It was good.
Well,
yesterday.
I mean, I just stunned by the. We have direct payments of $2,000 a month, polling at over 80% popularity across the country, and you have two Democratic senators running on that. You have the president of the United States in the last minute claiming he wants that, going at odds with the party. And so there's these two Republican senators running staunchly against those payments. I mean, that alone should have swayed the needle a lot. And anyway.
Yeah, I wonder how much they regret saying no to those things.
I bet they a lot. Or not. I don't know. Probably I don't know. Not. Nothing makes sense. But I was delighted to see last night, even before it was clear, just how much better these two are doing even than Biden. In just about every county, Republican or Democrat, they did much better or, you know, enough better. And that's really bolstering. It says a lot about...
Bye,
Republican
Kelly.
Party.
That maybe it was like a bad idea to elect a reality TV show fascist. Dope.
Well, it's
it might have been. Cody.
Like maybe
no one
that was ultimately
no one could have predicted it at the time.
Sure,
but it seems that way.
Yes or no, but also you could make the case that some of them underperforming is because Trump wasn't on the ticket. Also Trump. Fucked them.
I know, Katie, you tweeted this, I think, yesterday. I'd be very fascinated to hear how many people wrote in Trump.
Yeah.
So many people responded to me with, you can't write in things on electronic ballots. And I was like, you're missing the point. You're missing the goddamn point. The point, in case you guys aren't clear, is that at the beginning, after the November election, they started encouraging people to write in Donald Trump. As a fuck you.
Yeah. Gotta make sure Trump wins.
Gotta. Boy. What else? What else?
I'm loving all of the tweets from Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz and Dan Crenshaw. All the hits, all the greats.
I've seen one good meme come out of this, and it is pretty magnificent. You know that meme that's the guy with like the big dominoes and he's like kneeling next to the tiny domino, and there's one that's like 50 times its size at the very end? It's that meme, and the little domino is labeled a guy making a website in order to rate his classmates on how hot they are. And the big domino is the QAnon shaman has occupied the Capitol.
Yep, that's God. There it is. That's what it is.
We're
the richest men on the planet.
I can't help but make a note of the fact that on CNN's live coverage of this, they've called the insurrectionists during over like video of these people like shattering the windows of the Capitol to climb in. They've called them anarchists, which is very funny to me because I've watched how police respond to anarchists all year. And it has mostly been the anarchists will touch a fence or spray paint something and then the police will beat them into unconsciousness and drag their body into a cloud of tear gas to arrest them.
Yeah, this is different. Yeah.
I've seen how the president and people like Ted Cruz talk about anarchists. It's not like this. Doesn't call them special people.
Doesn't say he loves them.
Doesn't say he loves
I remember
them.
When he called the teenagers in Portland terrorists for knocking down a statue of George Washington. Uh-huh. But these are very special people.
They're special people. Very special. We love them. They stole the election. It was fraudulent. But go home. We love you and you're right, but go home, please.
Yeah.
I'm going to change the tone slightly and say that it is fun to joke, and that's a good coping mechanism with stuff. And but man, I've been pretty gutted
pretty
today
angry.
Too, and angry. I got emotional at one point. I got furious at one point. So I just think that we should acknowledge that this is
massively
this is fucking
fucked up.
Awful.
Yeah. It's really bad and incredibly predictable, and literally anyone who paid the least amount of attention knew that this was building and going to happen, and the ultimate responsibility lies mainly on America's police, not just the DC police, but police all around this country who have used wildly disparate policing methods on left-wing and right-wing demonstrators that made it very clear to these people that they would be allowed to do this, and they were, in fact, allowed
they
to
were.
Do this.
Yeah.
Encouraged
anyway.
And allowed.
Yep.
And,
it's good stuff.
You know, we don't even know how many people are going to die because of COVID.
No, I mean,
sure. I mean, this is, I believe, the worst day. I mean, we've had so many worse days. But I mean, before this, we'll just take a moment to mention that before this was a rally where the Trump spoke. And, you know, and everybody walking around, I forget who it was that I saw speaking. I was at the dentist this morning watching it with my dental hygienist.
There
saying, this is a super spreader event. Go up and hug each other. Let's make it a super spreader event.
Mm-hmm. Encouraging people to hug each other.
Yeah.
And that's when dentist said tequila makes her clothes drop off.
Oh,
that's another story.
Yeah.
What an interesting turn of events there, Katie.
I mean, it sounds like your dentist and I have a lot in common, but that's outside of the point.
But you both do dental work on people.
But to the point,
I do a lot of dental work.
To the point
Cody.
Of no masks, like, COVID, but also they so identifiable, all these people.
I don't know that it matters.
No.
It doesn't matter for a lot of them. I also enjoyed. Rudy at the rally earlier today.
Oh,
saying
Rudy.
That we need
Rudy
to
at the rally
a...
sounds like a kid's book.
Rudy at the rally. Oh, it
is.
It is,
Katie.
But Rudy at the rally was talking about how we need to settle this with trial by combat.
No.
Oh, you
yes,
know what?
He did say
I'm
that.
I'm on board. I'm on, you know what? I think one thing we could get left and right on board with is that it would rule to watch Donald Trump
and Biden.
Joe Biden have to fight it out in
go
a steel cage. Like
exactly.
I'm on board. I will stand with the MAGA guys if that's the result. If we get a fist fight between those two broken old men, that would be amazing.
Unfortunately, I think Rudy meant what we're seeing right now. But if he did mean Trump and Biden fight each other. Bare knuckle boxing or something into it.
Jesus.
To the death? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I'm just seeing videos of terrorists charging the media and destroying their equipment.
Yeah. There's which by the way, in the article I published on Bellingcat yesterday, they specifically talked about stealing cameras from the press and assaulting them today. Then they did it. Again, all of this was signposted ahead of time.
All of it has been writ before.
Yeah.
Sophie,
by the way,
you mentioned
can you send me a
the
link
possibility
to that?
Of multiple deaths. I think we can acknowledge. We already know that one person. CNN keeps talking about the one woman in critical condition that was shot in the chest.
Yeah.
Robert, you are aware of somebody else being injured that I have not seen covered.
Actually, she's been tweeting. Molly Conjure has been
Molly's
there all day.
Okay.
Undercover, she's out now. She witnessed when the first flashbangs an old man dropped to the ground from a heart attack. What she describes as very bad CPR was performed on him by some other demonstrators, and he was carried away looking gray and not breathing.
I'm regretting my flashbang joke.
No, it's fine. He deserved it. Like, whatever.
Okay,
they brought
it
on themselves. Like, at this fucking point, like, this is this is the first time in a year worth of demonstrations and riots where I think flashbangs and tear gas were somewhat justified because they were trying to kill or kidnap the entire elected government. There's video or pictures right now that PBS just posted of a demonstrator in a tactical vest and a handgun in Congress with a handgun on his hip and a bunch of zip ties in one hand. They were looking to take hostages. This was an attempted coup to overthrow the democratically elected government and institute a fascist state. Force was justified. It wasn't really used up until the last moment, but it was justified.
Absolutely. There have been at least one explosive device has been found at the time of this recording. Other suspicious ones we'll see. It's bad, y'all. It's bad out there.
Not great.
We've got to take a quick break for, you know, the thing that supports these podcasts. Mm. Forget the word. It's been 2 weeks.
Some people talk and money or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Sodex and Purvises. There it was.
Welcome to the worst year ever. We'll get through it together or not. Everything is so dumb, 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 dumb.
All right, we're back, and we have with us a live guest who has been on the ground in D.C. all day for the storming of the Capitol. She was there the last time we reported on events in D.C. It's Talia Jane. Talia, how are you holding up?
I'm good. I'm getting ready to head back out there right now, hopefully providing some very tense, like, ASMR for people.
That's great.
So you just hear, like, Velcro.
Yeah, she's literally strapping in, putting on her helmet as we are talking now. It's a riveting. It's a riveting picture.
Yeah, everything's really normal.
Mm-hmm.
And super normal in the world.
It's great. I, for one, love it. Talia, would you mind kind of walking us through what happened today? Like what you saw? I'm particularly interested in what kind of use of force you saw from the police and when you saw them deploy it.
What did you see and when did you see it?
So I was, we walked, Trump had his speech and most people were over by the White House for that, for the at the Ellipse is where he was speaking. And then people started wandering over to the Capitol or because there was supposed to be a 1 p.m. rally.
Mm-hmm.
And what ended up happening was as people arrived, they said, like, fuck it, we're taking back our country. And they started rushing up the stairs. They broke a metal fence and also pulled down barricades and then rushed all the way up to. And I wouldn't realize this. I didn't realize this until after they started climbing it. The area where the president is inaugurated.
Mm-hmm.
And they have scaffolding set up for like seating there. At that point, they only had a line of cops with, you know, hats and bats and some riot gear, but no riot shields, no barricades, nothing like that. I think that they maybe expected that they'd be able to hold that line just fine. And then they realized that these people were actually, they don't actually back the blue. They just hope that by saying they back the blue, they will get like permission to do whatever they want.
Right.
So people started pushing on the police. They started, you know, gaining some ground and the cops were sort of just telling them like, stay back. There was a female officer up where the president gets sworn in and she had a pepper ball gun and she was shooting people with it. And that was like their only defense. And then people kept moving in and they brought in more cops with some metal barricades. And I guess we're just like hoping for the best.
Mm-hmm.
They started releasing flash grenades, which at first people were like, holy shit. And then after a while, they're like, so it lost its effectiveness extremely fast. And then that's when they started. Also, they have these really big canisters of tear gas, or not tear gas, pepper spray and mace and all that stuff. They were trying to get that on people and it was not super, super effective. And that's when they started launching. It was the Metropolitan Police, which is like the regular DC police, they started launching tear gas canisters, which I'm pretty sure there's a federal injunction against here, but so that there happened. There is. Okay, great. Peanut Gallery says there is.
Yeah.
No, it was just like, you know, people kept on, this is the second time here that I've seen the MAGA crowd is the one escalating and the police mm-hmm. are sort of like helpless to do anything. In every protest I've covered, that's like a BLM protest, it's usually people are being kind of peaceful and then the cops escalate. So it's just so bizarre seeing it reversed so blatantly.
Watching the coverage here, I keep hearing the phrase, the police are outnumbered. They're just outmatched.
Yeah. They're always
and I'm asking for confirmation of that because it's just wild to me. We know what, well, it's not, we've already talked about this all the time at length today and before, but what side the cops are on, but they knew this was coming. They knew that this was happening. Why has it taken so long for reinforcements? What is happening?
I wish I knew. I mean, honestly, like seeing them at the Capitol, they didn't really bring many reinforcements in. It was Capitol Hill Police as well as Metropolitan Police. And it was maybe like 50 or 100 of them. And I think they really thought that having like a line of cops two or three deep was going to suffice when there was like thousands of MAGAs banging at the door.
Well, and it's one of those... It's one of those things I've been talking about, like the fact that they haven't tear gassed this crowd because I just saw so much used against people doing a lot less over the summer. They didn't need to tear gas this crowd to disperse it. Like 100 men firing pepper balls would have fucking broken this crowd if they'd done it early enough. They chose not to. They chose to let them fucking in there. Like this was, yeah. I don't know. It feels like a fucking decision.
They had one cop firing pepper balls. That was it.
Yeah.
It was not. And another thing is that the National Guard, I saw four National Guard officers just kind of standing.
So there like, are National among. Guard there now? Or there was?
Yeah, there were from the beginning.
So they hadn't been like activated.
Okay, I think
they were there. Mm-hmm. But it was just four of them. Yeah, no, I would say it was bizarre because, so the cops in D.C. number five and a half per 1,000 residents, and then the cops nationwide, it's the average is 3.4 per 1,000 residents. So they have a significant police force.
Right.
They have, you know, Parks Police. They have Metropolitan. They have Metro Transit. They have Capitol Hill. They have all these different things, and yet the zero turnout. It's so bizarre.
How many thousands of people do you think are there when you were there earlier?
Like who were actually responsible for breaching?
At one point I looked down the road and all I could see were MAGAs.
Right.
Like they were filling the Capitol Hill area. They were filling like the lawn and then they were overflowing past that for multiple blocks. Like I could not see an end.
This is a bigger crowd than his actual inauguration.
Yeah. It was
yeah, I mean it was a sizable crowd, but it also like I don't know, from the live streams, it didn't look larger than the BLM demonstrations that were in DC at the height of the summer.
No.
Like it looked, I don't know, like somewhere in the like that was actually on the Capitol grounds, like in the thousands, but not in the tens of thousands.
You mean the ones that got tear gas so Trump could hold up the Bible upside down?
That was way less. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can't say. I would say it was like
it's too early to call numbers. Yeah.
It was a lot more than that were here last time.
Sure.
And it was a lot more that were here than were here the time before that.
Yeah, I mean, that would make sense because there was no action taken against them the previous two times. So more people kept coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that funny thing where when you tell people that are behaving badly that how they're behaving is fine, they will keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It's great. It's great. I mean,
yeah, I mean, it was like, let me be clear. Like, I'm being kind of, you know, lighthearted about this right now. But it was at one point, it was terrifying. Being at the Capitol, because it was so many people who the police could not control and were not equipped or bothering to become equipped to control.
Right.
Like this incessant, insane determination to wreak like just pure havoc, because they were literally chanting, "We want Trump." Like they were having, and I don't want to like reduce people's agency by, you know, making them sound like children, but they were, it sounded like a fucking tantrum. Mm-hmm. And it was thousands of them, and they were violent, and they were ready to like, they were like, it's a revolution. Like right now we're going to take this.
If they had gotten their hands on Nancy Pelosi or someone else like that in the Democratic, they would have killed them. They would have
killed
them. They
saw AOC in a second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I did have a thought of like, gosh, you know, I'm not big sympathizer to our elected officials, especially not Nancy Pelosi, but what a scary moment, the unthinkable thing happening.
And it, my anger is not anger at like my respect for Nancy Pelosi or even AOC. It's at the fact that they are literally,
has great respect for Nancy Pelosi.
it's that there was a mob literally threatening and attempting to capture and do violence to the elected leaders of this country, and almost nothing was done against them. Cops were ambling by them in cases, taking selfies with them. Yeah. I don't know. My mind just keeps going back to Donovan LaBella, the young 20-something guy in Portland who was holding a boombox over his head in front of a courthouse and had his skull shattered by a rubber bullet from 30 feet away. Mm. Fun stuff to think about.
It's like, you know, it's always jarring when you see the disparities and the hypocrisy so clearly on display. Like, it never becomes easier to witness and to recognize. And I think, you know, it can feel sort of like minimizing when you're just like, look at this disparity. And it feels like that's all you can do. But a lot of times people don't bother taking that first step of recognizing the hypocrisy at play.
Mm-hmm.
They're not,
and it's so not obvious.
Yeah. And so even just being able to say like, hey, this is fucked, can sometimes be the thing that helps to open someone's eyes who otherwise wasn't really looking. And that is my very feeble attempt at optimism right now.
Now have confirmation. I mean, the video confirmed it clearly enough, but we have confirmation that the person shot at the Capitol today is dead.
Yeah. Is a person shot? Which person? Now we've gotten
the woman who was shot at the Capitol. I mean, she was dead in the photo where they were wheeling her out. As a rule, if you see medics performing CPR on a person and using an AMBU bag on them, which is like the breathing bag they use, that person is dead. You don't do CPR on the living. It's only ever done on dead people. That's what it's for. And sometimes it resuscitates them, but not often. You know. Anyway,
learning a lot of things I never knew today.
Fun stuff.
Fun stuff.
And there's now pictures of the IEDs that were posted near the Capitol. They look like they have fucking you know, those little twist knob timers that you can use for cooking. it looks like those on pipe bombs, but those look like straight up pipe bombs.
Cool. So what you're telling me is that the ballistic vest that I have on is probably not going to be sufficient.
Well, I mean, no, actually, the ballistic vest that you have on will protect your trunk unless you're at point blank range. The shrapnel, it will stop. Like, soft vests are generally very good at stopping shrapnel from small explosives like that. It's more your legs and like your femoral artery and your throat, your carotid and stuff that I would be worried about.
Are you,
from an IED?
Do you like care about your legs and your arteries very much?
Are you a big carotid stan?
Really, like, what have they ever done for me?
Right.
You know?
Like, so, what's your plan now? So, you're heading over there now. Is there, you're just going to generally go check things out? Is there a plan of action?
Yeah, so I am not going to be in press block because they stole what I believe was AP's, like all of their media equipment, smashed it up.
Which, and, again, they talked about online before. Right, yeah.
And they have been assaulting other people who are visibly press. So I have, we're not going to say it out loud, but I will show you guys. I have some contingency plans, I should say.
Yeah.
That will hopefully allow me to do my job without facing serious harm or injury.
And if you want to avoid facing serious harm or injury, the only way to do that is by the products and services.
No. We're in the middle of
support this podcast.
Still got to pay for the plumbing. I don't know.
Hey, man, capitalism don't stop for nothing. Not even a generalized revolt to institute a fascist state.
Yeah, sign up for Coup Apron.
Sometimes it helps with that, actually.
Talia, thank you for taking time to chat with us before you head back out. Mm-hmm. We will be following closely. Please tell everybody where they can find you online.
It's underscore Talia on Twitter and Instagram. I'm on Patreon. Link is in my Twitter. I think that's basically it. I really appreciate you guys for bearing with me as I'm very much still in the middle of all of this.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to do. Like, you've been at this a while. Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see if I'm able to, like, listen to this after.
Yeah.
Or if I die. In which case, if I die,
avenge you?
If you die, this is going to make our release really weird. It's going to fuck up this episode. So I would love it if you didn't die.
Like,
for other reasons, too.
For the sake of the pod.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, like, if I die, like and subscribe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Click the banner ad.
Put the banner ad over my tombstone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like a flag.
Your devotion to this podcast is will be appreciated for centuries to come.
It's what I will be most remembered for. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Welcome to the worst year ever. We'll get through it together or not. Everything is so dumb, 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 dumb.
Hey, okay, so Talia is gone off to risk her life again, reporting on the coup attempt. We're all sitting frustrated. I'm writing a column because I don't know what else to do. And like everyone, we're all probably gonna spend the rest of the night glued to a series of live streams and tweets, watching what I presume will be eventually a higher death toll come in. And then over the next months, we'll be watching the death toll from the plague that was spread by this coup come in.
It's gonna be
so
healthy ways to continue the day.
Yeah. The only advice I can give people in times like this is to consider buying a Casper mattress. Now, Casper mattresses are shipped directly.
God.
We're not sponsored by Casper.
This is not an ad plug, but I got a weighted blanket for Christmas, and let me tell you,
delightful,
haven't slept
right?
This well in a year.
I got a suppressor for one of my rifles right before Christmas. And
so we each
I
got
take
soothing
a lot
gifts.
Of comfort from that. Yeah.
I got Robert an alcohol shotgun.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say I got booze.
I do enjoy the alcohol shotgun.
Cody, you also got a lovely dinner from me.
I did get a lovely dinner. It's very relaxing.
Well, Merry Christmas. Happy coup.
Happy coup year.
Happy coup year.
Happy coup year. Oh, you Katie, almost, you nailed it. You did it. Oh, all right. Cut and print. The episode's done.
Sorry, guys. We made you sit through another ad break for our wrap-up thoughts, but we
No,
will
that
be...
joke was worth it.
We're going to be following this. We're not sure when we'll release next. It'll be sooner than later, I bet.
We're going to do something else this week because you know what's happening.
most likely, we will reconvene tomorrow on the even more news podcast. So this isn't the end of what we have to say about what's happening now, but
best year ever.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Katie was about to say it was worst year ever question mark, best year ever question mark, TV.
Welcome to the best year ever. We'll be fighting in the trenches together.
Well, I'll just say this, you know, 2020 wasn't the worst year ever. It was the start.
It was the worst year so far.
The worst year so
far.
But it no,
worse
but it
and
was
worse and worse.
It was the start of us realizing the extent of the damage. It is the start of us seeing all the cracks and the holes. And it's not magically better because it struck midnight on December 31st, 2020. We made it that far. But this isn't going away. You guys all know that.
The shit's barreling onwards in Joe Biden's speech on the day of the coup to try to unseat him. He sounded like he was literally asleep.
It bored me. I was bored. Yeah. I was like, fuck this, going back to my Twitter rage. Feed.
Couldn't muster as much rage as the mayor of Portland mustered when one person charred the plywood outside of a business near the North Precinct.
Couldn't muster more rage than Joe Biden himself mustered when a voter asked him a question.
Shoved him
in the chest for it. Unbelievable, this guy.
But more on that tomorrow, probably.
And
now we're going back to our Twitter feeds.
In the words of Chuck Schumer, buckle up.
Buckle up, folks.
Plenty to talk about. God.
Chuckle up.
No!
Yeah.
That's the fucking episode.
All right.
I tried. Yes. Daniel?
Lovely.
Worst Year Ever is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.